Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, September 5th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is:
financial markets are propelling forward the renewables movement in Spain. Financial markets are playing an increasingly important role in driving Spain's renewable energy movement. The country's stock market has become a strong ally to green energy, leading an investment shift that is reshaping the Iberian Peninsula's energy landscape. Major companies like Iberdrola, Acciona Energía, and Solaria are giving Spain a significant advantage in integrating more renewable energy into national grids. This shift is also complemented by technologies like electric vehicles made by Bollinger Innovations, Inc. As the renewables movement gains momentum, Spain is paving the way for a greener future.
State Roundup: Moore signs exec order fast-tracking housing construction. Powerline surveyors denied U.S. Marshals protection. Moore says he'll take federal crime help, but not from National Guard. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order to fast-track housing construction in Maryland to address the current 96,000-unit shortage. The order aims to incentivize building more homes to combat the lack of affordable housing options. Meanwhile, a judge denied U.S. Marshals protection for power line surveyors in Carroll County after alleged threats. Governor Moore stated he is open to federal help to fight crime in Baltimore, but not through National Guard deployment. Mayor Brandon Scott urged residents to stand up for the city amid potential federal troop deployment, while experts question the Trump administration's use of troops in American cities. Senate Minority Leader Stephen S. Hershey Jr. is considering a run for governor, and progressive groups endorsed Will Jawando for Montgomery County Executive. Baltimore will pay the state $3.3 million to relieve debt from three closed schools, and consumer advocates seek relief as electric rates rise in Maryland. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.